number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The government of provincial unity in KwaZulu-Natal is strong and has a future despite disputes in the national setup. That's according to DA provincial leader Francois Rogers. He says the KZN government is working and has called for similar efforts nationally.
At this stage, there is no talk of DA pulling out of the GPU, but it really all depends on what happens at a national level, which is why one of the reasons I'm calling this to impress upon our colleagues, all of our colleagues at a national level, from every political party, is that they now need to start engaging in earnest. Put their egos aside and start debating and talking about what influence any decision or outcome it could ultimately have.
There have been weeks of tension between the GNU's biggest partners, the ANC and DA, over the national budget. The DA opposed the proposed VAT hike and refused to vote with the ANC in Parliament last week. But Rogers says he doesn't believe the VAT hike will affect KZN's budget allocation.
Our budget in the province is mainly on expenses. Allocating the equitable share from a national level to departments to be able to operate. So there are no fundamental challenges in the allocation or in the revenue streams that they face at a national level. The concern on the 0.5% VAT increase is a concern that we can't debate. It doesn't impact the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
University of South Africa says the majority of those contributing to the 20 billion rand worth of student debt at the country's public institutions are students from the missing middle. The organization is an umbrella body representing the 26 public universities. And the organization's chief executive, Phethiwe Masutu, says they foresee that just under half of the debt will be recoverable. She says this means institutions will not be able to fully implement their budgets due to non-payment.
Not all of them are coming from NSFAS. It's just a few occasions where NSFAS, for instance, has kept accommodation, leaving students with a debt of more than 600 million in 2023. And 2024, also that capping has got ramifications on the universities.
And the price of gold has hit a record high as Donald Trump's tariffs continue to spook financial markets. An ounce of the precious metal hit around $3,200 this morning. Despite the U.S. president scaling back on most levies on Wednesday, investors are still seeking safer assets rather than buying stocks and shares. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 24 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 21. The top story this hour, the government of provincial unity in KZN is strong and is working despite the disputes in the national setup, and that's according to the DA's provincial leader, Francois Rogers. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.